The festival of Pesach marks the birth of the Jewish nation. The family of Jacob, consisting of no more than 70 souls, grew and developed in Egypt to 600,000. And with their redemption from Egypt, these became an independent nation. Little wonder then that this Yontif is so significant in the Jewish calendar and consciousness. The celebration of Pesach, however, is not only a reminder of history, of our roots. It goes far beyond that. A Mishnah, which we recite in the Haggadah, rules quite clearly. In every generation, one must regard himself as if he himself had come out of Egypt. As it is said in the Torah, "You shall tell your child on that day, it is because of this that God did for me when I left Egypt." In other words, in every generation, every Jew and Jewess must every day regard themselves as if he or she had that very day come out of Egypt. The significance and implications of Pesach are so great and far-reaching that everyone must always sense the events of Pesach in a most personal and continuously relevant way. The reason is quite obvious. For, as said, the Exodus marks the birth of the Jewish people. It changed our reality and conferred upon us a new purpose and destiny. Thus it affected not only our ancestors of those days, but every single individual that is part of this new nation and shares its destiny. What does this continuous consciousness of Pesach mean? How do we fulfill this daily obligation? The same Mishnah provides an answer. Rabbi Gamliel used to say, "Whoever does not discuss the following three things on Pesach has not fulfilled his duty, namely, Pesach, Matzah, and Moher." In other words, the mere act of eating the Pesach offering, Matzah, and Moher, is not enough. One must also speak about them. One must articulate what they signify, and the more the better. To speak about something implies thought, thinking about it. It is not enough to go through the motions, even if all rituals are observed. One must show awareness of what is involved, so that the message will continue to influence even after all rituals and ceremonies are concluded. What are these three things of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror? Pesach, the Pesach offering, recalls that the Almighty Posach our ancestors' homes in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians and thus saved us. The word Posach has two meanings. Generally, we translate it as "he passed over," but it means also "he showed compassion." These two meanings are interrelated. Because of God's love and compassion for Israel, he passed over their houses. Pesach thus indicates the special relationship from God to Israel, which is the very foundation of our special purpose and destiny. It is the foundation for our being chosen by God to be unto him a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Matzah recalls how the dough of our ancestors did not have time to become leavened before the Almighty revealed himself to them and redeemed them. That dough was basically all the food our ancestors took with them as they left Egypt. They did not make for themselves any other provisions for the way. The Torah notes this fact to tell how praiseworthy Israel was. They did not say, "How can we go into the wilderness without provisions?" They had faith and went forth. Matzah thus indicates the special relationship from Israel to God, our implicit faith and reliance on the Almighty, which makes us worthy of being God's chosen people. Thus it is said in the prophecy of Jeremiah, "I remember for you the affection of your youth, the love of your espousal, when you went after me in the wilderness in a land that was not sown." Maror recalls the bitter times we endured in Egypt. there is no excuse for the Egyptians causing us to suffer. Nonetheless, the principle of difficulties was part of the divine plan of the Egyptian exile. Hardship or bitterness per se are not always evil or negative. Like medicine or medical treatments, they may be therapeutic. They may cure and refine, making us more sensitive and appreciative. The value of desired goals is much more readily and profoundly recognized and ingrained when they are attained the hard way, through personal effort and exertion, than when they come easily or on their own. This, then, is a message and teaching of Pesach that applies to every day of our lives. We must continuously remember God's special relationship to us, His love and affection for Israel, by virtue of which He endowed us with His Torah. This, in turn, must strengthen our absolute faith and trust in God, a faith and trust transcending all other considerations. And even so, we must also show a readiness and willingness to do as much as we humanly can to confront whatever difficulties may arise, knowing and trusting that commensurate to our own efforts will be the divine blessing of success.